It's Monday, November 16th, 2020. This is the Daily News Brief from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Thank you for joining me. It's almost difficult to know where to begin with these things. So much happened over the weekend. I did record a bonus Daily News update for yesterday, November 15th. That is now live on my channel at brighttown.com. The channel is HR Report. So be sure to check that out if you haven't already. But starting out today, the big feature story, and I got to give a hat tip to a video that made me aware of this. I'll talk about that in a minute. The big story is that the UK government has posted an online bid and a contract award notice that is calling for an artificial intelligence system to process the expected flood of COVID-19 vaccine injuries and side effects, including deaths. Now, I've got the link to this up on naturalnews.com, and the title of this specific contract is Supplies-506291-2020, and it's on Tenders Electronic Daily. And the summary of it is as follows. I'm going to quote directly from the document, okay? And this is from the MHRA in the UK, which is the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. The MHRA. Okay, I guess that's kind of like the FDA, but not exactly. Anyway, here's the quote from the document, the summary. Quote, the MHRA urgently seeks an artificial intelligence software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions and ensure that no details from the ADR's reaction text are missing. Okay, so they need an AI system to process all the expected flood of reports of vaccine side effects, in other words. And they go on to say, an extreme urgency under Regulation 32, Subsection 2, Subsection C, related to the release of a COVID-19 vaccine, and they explain that their current legacy systems for processing this information would be overwhelmed, just totally overwhelmed. Quote, if the MHRA does not implement the AI tool, it will be unable to process these adverse events effectively. This will hinder its ability to rapidly identify any potential safety issues with the COVID-19 vaccine and represents, quote, a direct threat to patient life and public health. Okay, got that? Now, does this sound like an agency that's expecting the COVID-19 vaccine to be safe and effective? Because that's what we're being told publicly, right? We're told, oh, the vaccine, it's all safe. Everybody line up, roll up your sleeves, get ready for an injection. It's going to be good for you, good for you. And then behind the scenes, even the UK government, which is also lying to people and telling everybody it's totally safe, it's going to be awesome. Behind the scenes are like, we're going to be flooded with, side effects reports and comas and seizures and hospitalizations and maybe deaths and people's eyes exploding and skin flaking off, peeling off, whatever. Yeah, neurological problems and digestive problems and fertility problems and spontaneous abortions and everything else that's usually associated with vaccine adverse events, right? They're going to be overwhelmed. They're expecting basically a death wave from the vaccine. Will probably kill more people than the virus itself. That's my guess. Because part of this is that it's designed to, of course. But here we have proof of a government agency now saying they expect all kinds of adverse events. So many, in fact, they need a freaking AI system just to read the text. Their existing computers can't even handle it. That's how big it is. And the UK is not even a very big country, compared to not even the US, and not to mention, India or China for that matter. Imagine what's going to happen in India when they start vaccinating, what is India, like 800 million people? Or roughly triple the size of the USA? How are they going to cover that up? Well, rest assured, big tech is going to censor any report of a vaccine side effect. If you say, my cousin got the vaccine, and he went into a seizure. They had to cut off his leg. You won't be able to say that. You'll be deplatformed. And there'll be like a little fact check thing from Twitter. Fact check. Read why vaccines are safe and effective. Fact check. Read about the rock-solid science behind vaccine approval. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, the hospitals are filled with people like vomiting all over themselves and having brain seizures, you know, permanently neurodamaged for life. You won't be able to talk about it because we live in a medical police state, folks, a medical police state. And it's so bad that even the government's own agencies behind the scenes are like, this is a public health emergency. This is so bad, if we don't get an artificial intelligence system to read these things, we won't even be able to keep up, because they're going to come in so fast, all these reports flooding in. Oh, these people died. These people in a coma. These people have seizures. Spontaneous abortions. What? It's going to come in so fast, they're like, we can't even keep up. That's how bad it is. They know it. They've just admitted it in an official document. But that completely contradicts what the media is telling you. The same lying, left-wing, globalist media that's all out there saying, oh, Joe Biden won. He's the president now. Yeah. And the vaccines are safe. Yeah. Just take them like 50 times. Heck, yeah, these Democrats voted 50 times. Why not get 50 vaccines too? The more vaccines, the merrier. Pop them in your arm like you're eating candy. Come on, man. Take some vaccines, Biden will say. And people will start dying as planned. Because let's face it, this is all part of the Great Reset, which is global communism combined with depopulation and genocide. Okay? Just to be clear, if you had any doubt about what this is, where this is going, it's all about crushing human freedom, weaponizing lockdowns, destroying economic viability of entire nations, brainwashing you, canceling your freedom to think or speak, taking away your guns, taking away your liberty, and then lining you up like a bunch of cattle, corralled into a vaccine police state, where if you don't take the vaccine, well, your little online medical passport won't let you board an airplane or shop at a grocery store. That's right. Oh, you thought you were going to waddle on in there today and pick up a dozen eggs and some donuts. Nope. You didn't take the vaccine. You don't get in. They won't let you in the building. That's coming. We covered that last week. You can't even buy groceries. You won't be able to go to a concert. You won't be able to go to a PTA meeting at your grandchild's school, or child school if you're younger. They won't let you in the building unless you get your vaccine shot. Come on, man. More vaccines. Government says they're safe. And sadly, a lot of conservative media out there is also promoting these vaccines, like Breitbart and PJ Media and others. All like 95% effective. Oh, boy, line us up. Are these people so stupid? I mean, they've been covering like the greatest con in the history of politics. The Russia collusion hoax, the FISA warrant hoax, the impeachment hoax, now the election rigging. And then when it comes to vaccines, they're just as dumb as Democrats, just as uninformed as leftists. Haven't you figured it out yet, folks? Everything is rigged against you. The elections, the medicine, so-called medicine, the vaccines, the monetary system, the money printing, the Fed, the media, the social media, technology, satellites, chemtrails, 5G, it's all rigged against you, folks. It's all about mass murdering human beings and enslaving anybody who they couldn't kill. Welcome to the World Economic Forum, Great Reset. It's great for them, not so great for you, because you're basically fucked if you go along with that system. Great for them, not very great for you. That's what this is, folks. And every once in a while, we get a glimpse of the truth from these government agencies, you know, behind the scenes in their little secret contracting thing. Oh, yeah, we need 10,000 guillotines here in Canada. Got a stockpile for the COVID camps. Oh, yeah, we're going to have people playing with guillotines. It's going to be a fun camp. Hey, everybody, stick your head in this slot in the wall. I mean, and people will go along with it, too. They'll be like, yeah, give me the vaccine. What's in this hole? Let me look in here. Slap. Oh, Depopulation is real, huh? Funny how a lot of people won't figure that out until they're dead. It's just sad. I don't know what's more pathetic and Orwellian, is these globalists that want to kill everybody, or all the people that want to go along with it. It's like, you're being led to the slaughter. Do you have any clue? No, I don't have any clue. I've been so brain damaged by, I guess, all the heavy metals in the food and the pesticides and the fluoride in the water and the vaccines, all the toxins, the chemtrails, the fake news media, everything, that they're already so brain damaged they can't function. They can't think for themselves. Like, I'm going to line up number one for the COVID vaccine. Give it to me first. Okay. If you're that stupid to want to line up and be number one on a mass human experimental medical trial, if you wake up and you look in the mirror and you think you're a human slash guinea pig, then you should be number one for that vaccine. Let's see what happens to Bob. Check that out. Whoa. Bob's DNA is no longer Bob. How'd that happen? Transhumanism, remember, doesn't always have to be merging with the machines. It can just make you no longer human. So what are you then? Huh? Who knows? Who knows what they've got in there? Ever wonder, why do they have to keep these vaccines so cold at like minus 95 Celsius or something? You know, I've got a freezer at my lab, and it's a very expensive freezer, it's a Stirling engine freezer, actually, and it goes down to minus 60 Celsius. And at minus 60 Celsius, you know, that's how we store samples of glyphosate and things like that. There's not much movement at minus 60, but for some reason, there's something in these vaccines, they got to go to minus 95 or so. Like, what? Wait a minute. Because, you know, normal vaccines, you only have to store them at, let's say, minus 30 or 40. What's in these coronavirus vaccines that requires minus 90 or even lower? What do you have in there that's so different that only can maintain its viability in extreme cold, like the kind of cold that you get on planets in the outer solar system? You know, like, what do you have in these vaccines that requires cosmic coldness? Because it's not normal. No, it isn't, folks. And the answer is, it's all those mRNA strands that are going to reprogram you to no longer be human. That's what it is. And if they get a little bit warm before they inject them in you, then you get RNA bits. So then you get programmed with little bits and fragments of code to alter your DNA in a totally chaotic manner, where your body's cells just start churning out like random little bits of proteins, and you basically kill yourself from the inside. That's what's going to cause the wave of side effects that the UK government knows about. And the reason they have to have an artificial intelligence system to read all the side effects is because they know these side effects are going to be beyond human comprehension. They're going to be side effects like, I started growing, you know, a third thumb. I've got four breasts now. And there's something moving inside my eye. You know, these are going to be side effects that they've never seen before, because they've never played God with the human genome like they're about to do now with these mRNA vaccines that, again, oh, conservative media is out there, 95% effective. It's our savior. Our savior. This is our God. You take these vaccines, you're going to get to meet God, but God isn't the globalist. You're going to meet your maker pretty soon, and that's the whole idea here. I mean, they have to have a whole system just to read all these new side effects that no one can comprehend. Like weird things, weird hormone levels, you know, weird things with internal organs, you know, liver function, pancreatic function, reproductive function, mental function, neurological function. It's all going to go haywire because proteins are how the body talks to itself, you know, through hormones, obviously. Hormones are proteins, or most of them. So, and hormones, by the way, are communication vectors that operate at parts per trillion concentrations. So your body gets taken over by these mRNA vaccines, and your cells are going to start making command signals that are not human. That's where this is going. And at the same time, by the way, you're supposed to just sit back and accept the fact that your nation was stolen from you if you're in America. Your election was rigged. The voting machines were totally hacked. The votes were changed. And you're supposed to sit down and shut up and now demand unity as they're reaming you. They're totally screwing you over, stealing everything from you. You're supposed to say, oh, let's come together for unity. Unity? As you're being conquered? As a political coup is being carried out? As you're being royally screwed? As Joe Biden's run by the communist Chinese, we're supposed to have unity? What, unity with the communists? Unity with Hunter Biden's, you know, crack whore hookers and laptop videos and, you know, Chinese influence? We're supposed to all come together for that? I don't think so. I've got another podcast coming up soon that you'll want to listen to. It's called, the title's a little provocative, When is Violence the Right Answer to Tyranny? There's a question for you. When is violence the right answer? We know when violence is the wrong answer. When is it the right answer? Good question. Because we're all being assaulted with economic violence, censorship violence, media terrorism, medical terrorism. What do you think vaccines are when they're designed to harm you? It's medical terrorism or medical violence. These are acts of violence carried out against all of humanity in the form of a vaccine. Violence doesn't have to come out of the end of a gun. Violence can be perpetrated against you through needles or gases. I mean, just go back to the Holocaust. Gas chambers. Wasn't that an act of violence? Gassing people to death? What about starving people to death? Is that violence too? Yes, of course it is. Starvation is violence. In other words, starvation that is pushed upon someone. Engineered food scarcity is a kind of terrorism, a kind of violence. So is censorship. Censorship is violence against your mind. And fake news media is violence against your psyche. These are all acts of violence. And we must ask the question, when is violence the right answer in self-defense to all the violence now being perpetrated against us by these global reset, you know, WEF operators, globalists, the Justin Trudeaus of the world, Justin Trudeau's out there. Yeah, this COVID-19, this is an awesome opportunity, he says, as he's bowing down and licking the boots of the global tyrants. An awesome opportunity, roll out a global reset. Except he doesn't say it with a southern accent. And Justin Trudeau basically is going to hand over all the citizens of Canada to be mass executed by the globalists and have all their assets stolen during the global economic reset. Oh yeah, that's coming too. Isn't it amazing, the convergence? You're supposed to be locked down. No freedom of speech. Line up for a mandatory vaccine during a global reset push? Connect the dots, folks. You're a prisoner in a medical police state where the thought police ban you for speaking the truth and the government takes away all your liberties and rights. And on top of that, it's going to be engineered food scarcity, mass starvation, especially if you don't comply, because you won't be allowed to enter the grocery store and shop for Pop-Tarts, whatever you're eating. Hopefully not Pop-Tarts. So there you go. I mean, I'm not going item by item through the news today. That's just one story. But it tells the whole story, the whole picture of what's actually happening. We're witnessing a global assault on humanity. The globalists are a death cult. Joe Biden and the leftists, they are all running a death cult machine. The vaccines are part of that machine. They are designed to kill. Even the UK government knows that they're going to cause so many health problems and deaths with people, they have to have an AI system just process all the text of the adverse events reports. This is what's happening right now. And I guarantee you, now maybe, I used to say like 95% of people were totally asleep. That number has dropped because more people are awakening. I would say right now maybe 70% are totally asleep, but more people are waking up. So it's trending in the right direction here. You know, people who thought that all this was just some grand conspiracy theory, even just a year ago, and we were talking about the global economic reset, you know, vaccines are death machines. And they're like, what? That's just a conspiracy. There's no global reset. There's no, what are you talking about? And then Justin Trudeau gets on TV and just lays it out. Hey, it's an opportunity. COVID is an opportunity for a global reset. And then the people are like, whoa, I thought that was a conspiracy theory. Turns out it's policy in Canada. Yeah, it's policy globally. And let me leave you with this. There are two phrases, or one word and one phrase, that you can listen for that will tell you that they're code words. Code words by enemies of humanity. Anybody who uses these code words is an enemy of humanity, including Justin Trudeau. They are, quote, build back better. Got it? Build back better, which was the Democrat slogan, because they are, of course, enemies of humanity. This is the United Nations slogan. Build back better is talking about the sustainable development goals of Agenda 2030, SDGs, sustainable development goals. All right. So if you hear any of these phrases, SDGs, sustainable development goals, Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050, or build back better, they're globalist communists, enemies of humanity. They want you dead. And then the second thing to watch out for, I know that was a whole group right there, but the second thing is just one word, and the word is reimagine. I did a whole podcast on this. You might want to listen to it. It's talking about how this word is the most dangerous word that's being used by Democrats to mean tearing down all your liberties and rights, all your taking all your money, crushing your businesses, crushing your country. And they always say, let's reimagine a world without borders. Yeah, that means they're going to destroy America, folks. Let's reimagine a world of complete peace without violence. That means they're coming for your guns, and they're gonna have all the guns. They're gonna use violence against you. Let's reimagine a world without disease. That means they're gonna force you to take their vaccine and die. If you're dead, you're no longer diseased. Reimagine your life living as a total slave under a globalist communist regime that wants you dead. That's what they should be saying. So watch out for this word, reimagine. And look for my podcast on that, because it's really fascinating. Might be a little even funny. I am attempting to inject some sardonic, dark humor into all of these podcasts. And yes, that's the first time I've used the word sardonic in a podcast, for those of you keeping track. But why not? Throw in a new word each day. this is what's coming. So get ready. Watch out. They're coming for you. They're going to crash the currency. They're going to take all your assets. They're going to try to take your life. They're going to have an engineered food supply collapse, global depopulation, economic reimagining. Yeah. Reimagine the world without food. except for them. You know, the elitists will have it, you know, like in Hunger Games, Sector 12 or whatever that was, the capital city. They've got plenty of food. You don't get any. You're just a sheeple to them. And sadly, a lot of sheeple are actually going along with it, because they think that they're stupid enough to believe that Democrats are telling the truth when they say they want to make America a better place. No, they don't. They want to destroy America. They are your enemies. They are the enemies of humanity. So thank you for listening. Sorry to, this is 25 minutes, but you know, it had to be said. But thank you for sticking with me on this. There's more coming every day. Naturalnews.com. Brighttown.com and Brighttown.social. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Pray, okay? Join me in praying for America. Pray to God that we are protected against these demons. And then be ready to take action as well. Prayer is great, but also lock and load, folks. Pray to God, pass the ammunition.